Foreign tourists in Thailand banned from traveling to Cambodian casinos. Thailand has enacted a sweeping ban on foreign tourists traveling to Cambodian casinos, expanding its border control measures amid growing tensions between the two countries. The new restrictions prohibit not only Thai nationals but also international visitors from crossing into Cambodia for gambling purposes. This includes travel by land to border casino hubs such as Poipe, as well as air travel to destinations like Siem Reap that are popular among tourists for their casino offerings. The move comes as part of a broader strategy by Thai authorities to curtail illegal gambling activities and crack down on cross-border crime. Officials have indicated that enforcement of this travel ban will be closely monitored, targeting both direct casino visits and indirect travel arrangements aimed at facilitating gambling in Cambodia. The ban is effective immediately and extends across all relevant checkpoints in 7 provinces along the Thai-Cambodian border. This initiative builds on earlier actions taken by Thailand in recent weeks. Earlier this month, the government prohibited its citizens from crossing the border in Sa Kieu province to work in gambling establishments and entertainment venues in the Cambodian city of Poipe. That directive was seen as an initial step in reducing the cross-border movement related to the casino industry, and it has now evolved to encompass foreign nationals as well. Thai Prime Minister Pathumthorn Shinawat has framed the heightened restrictions within a broader campaign to address transnational criminal operations. The government's decision coincides with stepped-up efforts to dismantle scam centers operating in Cambodian territory. Cambodia not doing enough to prevent scams. A recent report from the United Nations identified Cambodia as one of the primary hubs for cyber scams. Many of these have been linked to call center operations staffed by trafficked labor and targeting victims across Asia and beyond. According to the Prime Minister, the Thai government has already seen a reduction in the number of call center scam cases since enforcement efforts were intensified. She emphasized the importance of coordinated action and outlined expectations for all involved agencies to deliver results, including measurable declines in complaints, increased prosecutions, and successful asset seizures within 90 days. The administration has made it clear that public safety and transparency in communication are key priorities in this operation. Cambodian Prime Minister Hun Manet responded to the move, stating that his country will implement reciprocal measures, closing its own border gates and refusing to reopen them selectively. He asserted that no restoration of cross-border access would occur unless Thailand fully reopens all checkpoints exactly as they were before June 7. While gambling is illegal in Thailand, many Thai citizens and tourists have traveled to Cambodian border towns specifically to access casino venues. The new ban attempts to close this loophole and reduce the appeal of unregulated cross-border gambling. Thai authorities have signaled their intention to sustain and enforce the travel restrictions as part of a longer-term strategy to safeguard national security and regional stability.